Oh, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You had a good week off?
I did. We had lots of fun with the girls. And how were things back here? Nothing got set on fire?
No, it was musical chairs between Jason and Matt and yeah. Pat. And
yeah, it yeah. was welcome to summers around here, you know. Some places in the summer slow down a little bit. Not us.
No,
we slow down around Christmas, I think. Sarah, what have we got in our Country Music Insider this morning?
Carly Pierce had to go to the hospital to get some stitches on her thumb just before she actually was going to go on stage. Here she is talking about the incident.
I went to open a bottle of ranch dressing that was a glass bottle. It snapped off and a piece of glass cut my thumb. All of a sudden, I thought that ketchup was running down my hand and it actually was blood. And they told me that I needed a few stitches. Well, what I didn't know is that ride to the ER was going to be in an ambulance, and it's policy that the patient has to sit on the stretcher and be strapped in. So I have to wear this bandage on stage, and I'm wondering, should I bedazzle it? So the moral of the story is, be careful when you're opening things, and don't go, like my mother says, that I do, like a bull in a china cabinet.
There you go. Ranch dressing.
It'll
that
get
was
ya.
The culprit.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Look out, kids.
Oh, man. Ella Langley has canceled the rest of her August shows to focus on her physical and mental health. She said she wants to be fully present for all the moments ahead, and she knows she can't do it without first taking care of herself. Morgan Wallen just became the first musical act in history to spend at least 10 weeks at number one with three consecutive full-length albums.
Wow.
Following the release of his latest album. He also just tied Elton John for 39 non-consecutive weeks at the number one spot on the Billboard Album 200 chart. The Beatles still hold the record for most weeks with 132.
So the fact that we're talking about Morgan Wallen and the Beatles, though,
I know,
in the
right?
same sentence
yeah.
is wild.
Is insane. And Brad Paisley has apparently written and recorded some original music for an upcoming Hallmark movie called A Grand Ole Opry Christmas. It's going to be beginning production later this month. Brad has also teamed up with the Hallmark Channel to write and record the theme for its 16th annual Countdown to Christmas.
Okay, there you go. There's Christmas popping up again. There we go. That is our Country Music Insider this morning.